warning app.
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning, six innings down, and a 10-4 big lead for Wisconsin Rapids. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR on this beautiful Wednesday night here in the state capitol as Wisconsin Rapids just an onslaught of runs. I mean, four in the second, two in the third, and then two in the fifth and the sixth. They have just been on a tear here this game. Orlando Lordoy leads off. 0-for-3 with a fly out to center, a ground out to first, and also a pop out to first as well. He's 0-for-3, Lordoy. The left-hander will face Bryce Liddle. 11 pitches and a strikeout. Liddle goes to work at a first pitch strike. 0-1. No balls, one strike. 0-1 is the count. The 0-1 from Liddle, swing and a miss up top. 0-2. So pending this lead stays, the Raptors would be a game back of Madison for the game tomorrow. And then it just comes down to who can win that game, and that's just going to be a... This series is already huge, but you know the game tomorrow especially is going to be massive because... If Raptors were down and they were going to lose this game, they would be as... Lordoy, he goes down on... What seems to be a pitch clock violation on Lordoy.
Well, it's a hitter out.
So Lordoy goes down. Wow, that's 0-2 count. And yeah, Lordoy, a violation on him. Didn't get set in time, so he goes down. There's a strikeout. There's a swing and a miss on Bornick, 0-1. But, yeah, the game tomorrow, massive. I mean, because if the Raptors lost, or, you know, obviously the game is not over. There's still, you know, time left. And the 0-1 from Liddle, right down the plate, 0-2. But it would put them three games back and force them to win every game and have Madison lose every game. But now, since you're within a game with three games to go, you have your chance. The 0-2. And yes, and even if they do lose tomorrow, it'd be two games back with two to go. They win the next two, and Madison loses the next two. I believe the Raptors would get in over them, and the one because they have the higher win percentage. 2-2. One out, two balls, two strikes. So a win here is huge, I'll tell you. 2-2 from Liddle, and a swing and a liner towards the dugout. Two strikeouts for Liddle. There's been six combined for Madison, three from Wright, one from Kleinsek, and two from Liddle. 2-2, just outside of the curveball. And the count runs full, 3-2. So Bornick, what a day he's had. Grounded out to short his first time up, and then a two-run shot. And then after that, an RBI single. The payoff from Liddle and a swing and a miss. Bornick goes down. First time he's struck out. And this brings in Kyle Carlson with a two-out RBI triple. His last time up at the plate. That brought in Bornick. Two gone, top of the seventh. The work and a swing and a miss. Bryce Liddle, three strikeouts. 22 pitches. He's had a good command. Hasn't given up a hit yet. Carlson, also 2-for-3 with a run. The 0-1 to Carlson. Low. And a dropped ball there from Melfi. And one ball, one strike. Two down. Coming set is Liddle. He'll kick the 1-1. And a miss inside, 1-2. What a day it's been for Carlson, not only on the offensive side, but defensively. Has had many assists in the infield, going out to catch ground balls. And there was a time when the bases were loaded in the bottom of the fifth, and there were two outs, and it was a ground ball kind of away from Carlson. Had to dive out to make that catch to throw it on a second. If that ball goes past him, surely another run, possibly two-run score. Liddle looks, turns the 2-2 to Carlson, and a swing and a miss. Strike three, as Bryce Liddle strikes out the side. We head to the bottom of the seventh, 10-4, Rafters in front.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the seventh inning. Kyle Poso remains on the mound. He'll face top of the order Jackson Tucker, who's 0-for-3 with two lineouts. And Poso sets at a ball, 1-0. But a 10-4 lead for the Rafters. They've out-hit Madison 10-8, but capitalizing on their hits. 10 hits, 10 runs. And a swing and a ball popped up towards Jensen under it and looks out and just goes away. Out into the stands. 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Rafters can see this game out. It would end Madison's five-game winning streak. Poso kicks, turns the 1-1. And a swing and a ball lifted into left center field. Gallison under it to make the catch. Boy, he is just everywhere. Anthony Gallison, so many times he's been getting put outs in left field. A lot of those catches have been tough, too. You take it back to Fond du Lac last Friday, where it was a 0-0 game for the most part, and a lot of fly balls were into left field. He had a couple sliding catches, one gone, and now Davis Hamilton, who's 1-for-3. RBI single his last time up at the plate. And the 0-1 from Poso. And a swing and a high fly ball into right field. Heading back. And this ball's off the top of the wall. On his way to second is Hamilton. The throw from Bobo. And not in time, Davis Hamilton with a double. Madison trying to get a rally going. As Alex Harrell, the DH, struck out swinging. And then a base hit his last two times up, both in the left field. Johnson, the shortstop, shifted over towards Carlson. As Harrell will see it, a first pitch strike down the plate from Poso, 0-1. 9 hits for Madison, but only 4 runs. And it's been an offensive shootout here on this Wednesday night. And Harrell swings and hits a fly ball, slicing away and just out of play, 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes with 1 out. 0-2 is the count. One gone. The set from Poso, the 0-2, and fouled off near the netting. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Kyle Poso bends in low at the knee. 10 pitches, has given up a hit. And the 0-2, Harrell again skies this away, out of play. Prior to today, Harrell batting at .448 and then already 2-for-3. Certainly, he's been on a tear. So the DH batting third in the order. Hamilton stands at second. 2 away, bottom of the 7th, the 0-2 to Harrell. Outside at a ball, 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. 1-2 is the count. The 1-2 from Poso in a swing. And just barely hit on the inside of the bat from Harrell. On deck is Kyle Schrodel. So 6 of the 9 batters in the batting order have at least gotten a hit. Harrell are one of 3 guys with 2 of them. The 1-2 from Poso, outside, 2-2. Can't work in on a breaking ball at 66. 1 out, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Poso sets the 2-2 up high. And a ball, 3-2, and the count runs full. So 3 balls, 2 strikes with 1 out. Poso hasn't walked a batter yet. And the payoff. And down low for ball 4. Harrell will take first. Harrell at first, Hamilton at second, and Kyle Schrodel with a base hit. His last time up at the plate. He's 1-for-2, and he's also drawn a walk. So the left fielder, Schrodel. And they set the serve and fouled backside. 0-1. Harrell at first, Hamilton at second. Wisconsin Rapids right now just, they've held Madison scoreless for 4 of the 6 innings. The set, the serve, the 0-1, and a swing, and a hard hit ball in the left field. Back at the wall is Gallison to make the catch. Wow. Once again, Anthony Gallison on top of it. So this brings in Leo Moreno. Gallison so quick out there in the outfield. Just able to make catches. able to maneuver his body to put himself in great position to read these fly balls. That's such a great rate, and they use his defensive skill as well as anybody. I mean, putting him in left field, he is just a lockdown left fielder as Moreno fouls off. He's 0 for 3. He struck out twice and a ground out to third. Two down. Harrell at first, Hamilton at second. And the 0-1. And a swing and a ball popped up towards Gallison in left field, but Johnson, the shortstop, comes under it to make the catch for the third out. So we head to the top of the eighth, Wisconsin Rapids in front, and a dominant 10-4 lead. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe. If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the eighth inning, Ben Caston will step on the mound for the Mallards. The fourth pitcher out of the bullpen out of Madison College from Hales Corners, Wisconsin. Seven games appeared in. With a 2-0 record, he's got 8 2/3 innings of work in him. He's allowed 10 hits, 6 runs, 6 strikeouts, but he's walked 8 batters. His first appearance was actually against the Rafters on July the 10th, where he went an inning and a third. He gave up 2 hits and 3 runs. So Ben Caston will step on another Madison College pitcher. And he'll face, this time, Joseph Moroic. This time at a ball and a strike, 1-1. So Bryce Liddle went an inning and 2/3, 26 pitches with 4 strikeouts. And Caston, another strike, 1-2. Moroic, a walk, a strikeout, and a lineout to first. He's 0-2, but has crossed home plate. And the 1-2 from Caston, sliced away, fouled. One ball, two strikes here on Joseph Moroic. The 1-2 from Caston and fouled away. That was a breaking ball at 70. Moroic just came across of. And 1-2. Caston, the 1-2, and a swing and a miss. Moroic goes down. That's the second time he struck out swinging today. And this takes us here in the bottom of the order with Levi Jensen. One of 4 Rafters to cross home plate twice. And he's 1-2. And he's drawn a walk. 1 out. As he was walked his last time up, this time he'll see it a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count with 1 down. Kasson kicks, serves the 1-0 down the plate. But a fastball, 1-1. A good start for Ben Kasson. 9 combined strikeouts through 4 pitchers for Madison. And a swing and a line drive that just slices away of the first base line. And out of play, 1-2. 1-2 with 1 out. Here, top of the 8th inning. Rafters 10 hits, 10 runs. They certainly have capitalized off the big hits, including a grand slam to lead off in the second from Ty Johnson. A 1-2 from Kasson, just low at a changeup. At 72, can't work in the zone, 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, already with 1 strikeout, looking to make it number 2 on the day. And the 2-2 to Jensen. Works in on the right side of the zone, out for strike 3. Jensen saw it looking. It's the first time he struck out. So that is 6 straight strikeouts for the Mallards on the Rafters. 7 of the past 8 they've struck out. It's 2 down, and he'll face Ty Johnson, who's certainly been the guy to stop today. 3-for-4, another big RBI day, this time a 5 RBI day. 2 runs, including a grand slam in the second. The 0-1 and a swing and a high fly ball lifting into left field. Schrodel under it at the catch to make it at the warning track. We head to the bottom of the 8th. Madison goes 1-2-3. We'll step aside. Rafters in a big lead, 10-4.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the 8th inning, 10-4, a 6-run lead for the Rafters. It's been their largest today. As Kyle Poso remains on the mound, he'll face Cal Fisher to lead off. Poso's gone an inning and 2/3, 20 pitches. He's given up a hit, a walk, and that's about it. He'll face Fisher as a swing and a high fly ball into left field. Drifting away, does it stay fair? And does not. Just foul. So Cal Fisher, I believe that ball was foul. As he's still running the bases. So yeah, that is foul. Fisher was like, hey, that was a solo home run. He's like, what? As he gets back to home plate, and Terry Kondich was like, hey. As Donnie Scott comes out says, hey, look, that was fair. And so Cal Fisher, he can't believe it. as it looks like, hey, like that was fair. Donnie Scott can't believe it. Fisher, as now the umpires are talking to it, that looked like that was a home run. I mean, it seemed like it, but Terry Kondich, Justin Duplessis, and Jacob Dunn are all talking about it, saying, hey, look, I thought that was foul, but Cal Fisher was as nonetheless, so that will be foul. No balls, a strike. Fisher almost with his eighth home run of the season. But nonetheless, it comes in as a foul ball. Poso here to Fisher, the 0-1, and a swing and a liner into the glove of Carlson, steps into the throw across the diamond. He gets Fisher. Some boos around Warner Park. They felt Fisher was a home run, but nonetheless, that puts one down. Keenan Taylor, 2-for-3 with a run. And also a 3-RBI day because a 3-run shot in the bottom of the second into left field. Poso goes to work, kicks and serves, and finds in at a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. One out. The 0-1 from Poso. And a swing and a bouncer right into the glove of Bornick. Steps on first. And Bornick on top of it. Just like that. That puts two down, one away. So Chad McCann walked his last time up. Rafters looking to go three up and three down here, bottom of the eighth. Set the serve from Poso, low of the zone, a 1-0. This game started with a grand slam for Ty Johnson in the second, and then Keenan Taylor, a 3-run shot in the bottom half of that inning, made it 4-3, and then Wisconsin Rapids, they just had a response, a 2-run shot in the third from Bornick, 2 runs in the fifth, 2 in the sixth. They've been held scoreless for the past two. And the 2-0 and a swing and a high fly ball into Lordoy in center and makes the catch for the third out. So Wisconsin Rapids goes three up and three down. We head to the top of the ninth, which would be the final inning of tonight. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their 4 surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to wroinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the ninth inning, David Smigelski leads off for Wisconsin Rapids. On a rare occasion, a guy that leads the team in batting average. He's 0-for-4 today as Katzen goes to work. And a first pitch ball down low. So 1-0 is the count. You know, it's Smigelski. One of three Rafters without a hit. which is pretty ironic given he's had 8 hits on 24 at-bats prior to today, but just hasn't found any rhythm on a day where the Raptors have had 10 hits. The 1-1 from Kasten, and the ball popped out. Out and away. The 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the 1-2 is the count. A 1-2 from Kasten on Smigalski, and a swing and a ball popped up well high into shallow right. The second baseman Hamilton under it, and he makes the grab. So Brendan Bobo, his final at-bat as a Rafter. So Bobo 1-for-3 today. But man, he's brought so much joy to Wisconsin Rapids and the fans. 13 home runs this season. A 244 batter, the team MVP last season. He broke the all-time Northwoods League home run record. He's got 30 in total, and his name will be cemented in the history books forever as the one down, the 1-0, up above the zone. A guy that came in here last year as the out of Cal State Fullerton and 17 home runs, was the team MVP, batting a .298, just lit up the stat sheet as 3-0 count. So native of Santa Cruz, California, on deck is Gallison. Bobo with sack fly RBI his last time up, and the 3-0 down the plate of the strike, 3-1. But a Northwoods League All-Star last season, once again this season, the Northwoods League All-Star Game MVP this season. And the 3-1, and a swing and a high fly ball into right field, headed back and just away. Man, that would have been quite the way for Bobo's last at-bat to end. It would have only been right. But just fouled off the right pole. So the count runs full with one down. Kasten sets in the payoff to Bobo, and a swing and a high fly ball into right center field, headed back and coming to make the catch. Looks like was Moreno out there, or no, it was Tucker. Those two almost collided with each other. But man, almost for Bobo would have been his 14th home run of the season, and that is his final at-bat as a Wisconsin Rapids Rafter. We wish Brendan Bobo the best. He certainly give this town and this team something to cheer about. But he flies out, as Gallison could be the potential final Rafter batter of the night. They have certainly done their job. Gallison, a double. His second time up, he was hit by a pitch. He's 1-for-3 with two runs. You'll see a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. The 1-1. Out and away, the ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike with two down. Kasten looking for strikeout number 3. And he works in a strike there, 2-2. .27 pitches, two strikeouts, hasn't given up a hit. Sets, serves, the 2-2. Gallison fouls it away. Rafters have been held scoreless for the past two, but it does not matter. There was a stretch between the second and the sixth inning where they scored 4 of the 5 innings. 2-2 up high. In all those innings, and every time they've scored today, they've at least had 2 runs in an inning. And that's how dominant they've been. And the payoff to Gallison, and he fouls this off again, skied away in towards the stands. Three balls, two strikes, 2 down. Coming set is Kasten. The payoff to Gallison, and a swing and a miss. He goes down. As Kasem records his third strikeout, Rafters in front 10-4. We head to the bottom of the ninth. If they don't give up six runs, they'll find themselves victorious here in game one over the Mallards. Find out next. We'll be back in a moment.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the ninth, Kyle Posso remains on the mound. He'll face the bottom of the order with David Melfi, who swings and hits a liner into left field. Kicking into the corner, Gallison slides to field it up. The throw to second is not in time, and David Melfi leads off with a double. It's the second time he's had a double today. A good start for Madison. And they're looking just to get a rally. And down six runs. Jackson Tucker 0 for 4. Two flyouts to left field, a line out to third, and a line out to second. Posso's given up his second hit. Also has thrown a walk. And he looks at second. The first offering to Tucker. And works in on a strike. 0-1 at a fastball. Melfi stands at second. Each team with 10 hits. The 0-1 way high. It's funny, each team with 10 hits, but the Rafters 10 runs in comparison to Madison's 4. You think with each team with 10 hits, it'd be definitely a closer game, but 6-run lead for the Rafters. Melfi at second, and the 1-1 to Tucker. And a swing and a miss low, 1-2. Not a good day for Jackson Tucker, the leadoff guy. Kyle Posso, 31 pitches. He's thrown a walk, giving up two hits. The 1-2 to Tucker, and a swing and a liner again into left field. Gallison coming to cut it off on his way from second. A sharp turn around third is Melfi. He'll score a cleat first dive in his second is Tucker. And then a one-run RBI double for Jackson Tucker. So now it's 10-5, and they still have five runs to make up, but Madison up to 11 hits. Tavis Hamilton, 2-for-4, an RBI single, and then a double his last time up. So I wonder if Posso will finish this game, or looks like there is somebody warming up in the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids. 10-5. Madison trying to make this game interesting. 11 hits. And the 1-0 up high in the zone, 2-0. So 2-0 count. Madison scores for the first time since the fifth. And a swing and a ground ball into right field. Runners go to the corners. Madison up to 12 hits now. And a throw all the way past back behind Jensen. And just getting to second is Hamilton. So, 12 hits now. There is a pitcher warming up for Wisconsin Rapids. Mallard's not going away without a fight. So an error, which allows Hamilton to get to second. Poso sets and serves here on Harrell on a first pitch strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Alex Harrell, 2-for-3. He's walked and struck out. Kyle Poso has some work to do. There's no outs. Madison looking for a late rally. And the 0-1 from Poso. High and above the zone. 1-1. One ball, one strike. On deck is Schrodel. And the 1-1, and a swing and a ball popped up from Harrell. Very frustrated with himself, coming under it to make the grab is Moroic, and he does. Schrodel will step in now. 1-for-3 with a run. So, Rafters 2 away from ending this game. They've been out hit 12-10. And that has not mattered. As Poso sets and serves. 0-1. No balls, a strike with one out. 0-1 is the count. The 0-1. Well high to ball. 1-1. On deck is Moreno. One ball, one strike. One out. 1-1. And fouled off right side. A slow-moving breaking ball at 64. Poso doesn't have a lot of speed to his throws. But definitely changes in the direction, the velocity of it. He's very technical. 1-2 is the count. The 1-2. Up high and a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. A one gone. And a 2-2 to Schrodel outside. 3-2, and now the count runs full, so. You know, if Schrodel gets walked here, it would put the bases loaded. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out. Poso sets, turns the payoff. Swing and a miss. A huge strikeout there for Kyle Poso, his first of the day. And one away. Liam Moreno, 0-for-4, struck out twice, grounded out to third, and he popped out to short. 3 more strikes away, 1 out. And this will put an ending on this game and put it to bed. Be a huge win for Wisconsin Rapids. As a set, the changeup down the plate at a strike, 0-1. Madison have out-hit Wisconsin Rapids 12-10, but Rafters 10 runs. That's been the big thing. The 0-1 and a swing and a high fly ball into left field. Gallison under it at the warning track and makes the grab. Wisconsin Rapids a huge win to take down Madison 10-5 to pull within a game and take game one of this series. They were out-hit 12-10, committed 2 errors, but it did not matter. Ty Johnson led off with a grand slam in the top of the second. And then after that, they never looked back. A big, big win. You can't express how big of a win this is because right now, a game back of Madison for a chance to tie them tomorrow. So 3 games to play, a huge win. Bryson Parrish a great command on the mound. Wisconsin Rapids only game back as this playoff race is coming down to it. Can't express how big tomorrow is. You know, we look at it, three games to go. Raptors, if they can steal that one tomorrow as well, put themselves in great position for a postseason berth. But a big, big win. And final score, 10-5 here on Warner Park as Wisconsin Rapids improves to 19-14. Madison Falls to 21-14. But nonetheless, for Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, for the players, coaches, and staff, for everybody at the studio at WFHR, we'll see you right back here at Warner Park at 5:50 tomorrow evening. So have a good night, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Ground. There's an enormous electric battery plant being prepared to be built in Columbus, Ohio. Same thing with the semiconductor plants in New York and Tennessee. We already seen in the last 2 months the highest rate of membership growth in our union in the last 15 years. Just opportunity to bring people into our unions that never had opportunities in the past. And we are focused on that, laser focused on that, because our time is really right in front of us.
Yeah. No, look, we have, building trades people on the program who tell that story. How, you know, there was a guy from the IBW we had out a while ago, you know, who got out of jail and had no path and ended up going through an apprenticeship program. He now makes $100,000 a year, owns a home, and is living the dream. These are good jobs. They're jobs you're going to have to work at, but they pay a good wage, and it's a good way to be moving. My problem is we're coming up on election time and all this can go away, right? Because I don't want to be overly partisan with you, but you know, I say again, Republicans hate working people. Look at what they do. And right now the people who are in the House are trying everything they can do to gut any investment that we're doing. So elections have consequences.
No doubt. This election coming up is, yeah, we say it every time, but it's a pivotal election. It's a decision for working people. Do they want to go backwards into the policies, the failed policies of all the previous administrations? And I would even throw Democrats into the mix. Look, I say this everywhere I go. I used to have to hold my nose and vote for Democrats because the Republicans were the worst option on the ballot. Now, it's not the case. With the policies that have been put in place, with the way the party has been moving towards working people. Look, it's not perfect. We have a long way to go, but it's a start to something. And if we end it in just 4 short years, we're going to have a long crawl back. So look, I agree with you. I mean, right now, the way that party is, it's gotten worse and worse every day. That we have to support those that support us. We have to continue to hold them accountable. We have to continue to try to push them on real things, like still far away from getting, but we can't turn a blind eye to the fact that this administration has been the most pro-union administration in our lifetimes.
I absolutely agree. And here's the weird little factoid, the little trivia game piece. Davis Bacon, both Republicans.
Yeah. Rick, there was a time in my career where there was a solid block of 60 to 70 Republican congressmen, Republican members of Congress that strongly called themselves Davis Bacon Republicans. That number ain't 60 to 70 anymore. And you know where they came from? They came from blue states. And there's few and far between anymore. The reality is, look, that party has lost its soul. That party is so far anti-democratic right now that we have no other choice than to mobilize and continue to push the Democratic Party closer and closer to labor's values.
And that's what we talk about all the time here on the program. But Jim, I appreciate the time. Keep up the great work, and I hope you'll come back and share some more with us down the road.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Again, you check out their website, iupat.org. Jim Williams Jr., the general president of the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades. Want to hear your thoughts right back after this. Stick around. Email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com.
The phone lines are open. Give Rick a call at 1-866-416-RICK. That's 1-866-416-7425.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1979. That was the day that young women workers at the YH Trading Company in Seoul, South Korea, staged a sit-in strike. The women made wigs for export. The company had been one of the leading exporters in the nation. But then the managers began to move the profits from the wig company to a shipping company under the same ownership, as well as to a film production company. This drained the profits from the wig factory and left it in massive debt. The owners shut down the company without warning, firing all of the employees. These women did not only lose their jobs. Water and electricity were turned off at the factory dormitories where the workers lived. A union represented the young women. The union planned a strike at the building, but the police were called in to break it up. The workers decided to move their protest to the local headquarters of the New Democratic Party. The party was in opposition to the leader of Seoul, President Park Chung-hee. The fired women were welcomed at the New Democratic Party headquarters. There, they decided to stage a sit-in to bring attention to their situation. The workers' sit-in only lasted 3 days. Then 1,000 police stormed the building. They overturned furniture and broke windows. They dragged the women out of the building violently. One woman, 21-year-old Kim Young-suk, died in the raid. She fell from the roof of the building in a clash with the police. 4 of the union leaders were sent to prison. More than 200 of the workers were expelled out of the city of Seoul and sent back home to rural areas. Today's Labor History in Two brought to you in memory of Carol Hillman, a passionate friend of workers and volunteer of the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.
You're listening to The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
It's interesting he brought up the fact that there used to be pro-labor Republicans. And now, as I say, you know, Republicans hate working people. Look at what they do. Look at what they do. Every red state has gone after gutting prevailing wage laws. Everyone has gone after gutting the ability to collectively bargain. And they've done all of the whole no rights at work agenda. You know, attacking workers' comp, attacking unemployment, all of that safety net that our grandparents' generation fought, bled, and died for. Let's quick go to the phones. Got Steve in Chicago on line one. Steve, how are you, buddy?
Fine, thank you. And I think that this is a great opportunity to sort of help people to link a couple of different variables, things that are happening and have happened in our society. Because there was a time when a lot of the Rust Belt was firmly in the camp of Democrats come election time. Now, let's then remember that, and then also let's keep in mind, with the decline of labor and unions in those regions, what have we seen? Well, we've seen a shift in terms of how those states vote, and they are no longer firmly in the Democratic camp, as recent elections have demonstrated. And I contend to you the following, that a lot of those guys used to vote that way because the Democratic Party was perceived as the party of labor. They made sure that safe working conditions, you had benefits, you know, that you had a pension, and you voted Democrat as a result. If the working class white guy wasn't out there voting Democrat because he was some champion of civil rights or women's rights or the gay community or anything else, I mean, you know, we could try and imagine that they were, and perhaps they were, some of them that were, but by and large, they were not. There were a lot of them were socially conservative. It's just that on the issues of labor, that's what bought them out to vote for Democrats. But yep. As union power has eroded in those areas, well, guess what? Those people have nothing to come to the Democratic Party for any longer, at least not in their minds. I think that they're misguided. I think that if they want to improve the quality of their life, they should vote Democrat. But the Republican Party has succeeded in pulling them away because they don't see the Democratic Party as doing anything for them anymore because, again, union membership has declined dramatically. If you eliminate or rather just extract out the public sector unions in this country, the people who belong to unions that represent private industry, that's a small number compared to what it was in the 1950s and 60s.
Yeah, it's 6.7% right now.
So Yeah, exactly. So these are the way that things are linked in our society. You know, so we've got to convince people that, you know, we've been here before. This whole race to the bottom thing, you know, hey, come to our state. You know, you can pay people next to nothing, relocate your corporate headquarters here, and you don't have to be in New York or Illinois or California. Come to Florida and Texas. Yeah, sure, you can come to Florida and Texas, and it'll take three of you working in one household in order to pay the bills. Now, yes, you can buy a home for less, and the cost of living is slightly less, except that not really, because if you take into consideration the fact that, you know, Texas doesn't have a state income tax, that means you're paying the full freight for the local school system. And you're not getting anything else compared to New York or California or Illinois in terms of social programs and things that you'll need in case the bottom should fall out, as it does with so many of us in our lives at some point. So, yeah, I mean, we need to convince them that we are on their side and that they need to be incentivized to vote. Again, Democrats need to get people to vote for them and not always be pulled back into this some of these social issues. You know, we can be on the side of the right people when it comes to transgender and sexual orientation and women and race. Yeah, all of those things matter. But the thing that matters most to us is we need to get people on our side when it comes to labor and work and who represents us, who represents the people in that regard, because it certainly isn't the Republican Party.
No, you're spot on. In fact, you know, the reality is we saw that time and time again. As we did our tour last year, we went into the communities in Iowa and Wisconsin that, you know, used to be somewhere. You know, Toledo used to be the glass capital of the world. We went into those places and people still remember that, you know, that we used to do this and the jobs that were created and the lifestyle that it was afforded. And that's all gone. I mean, you know, the whole book, What's the Matter with Kansas, is the premise that you just laid out.
Yeah, and you were just discussing about the trades and so forth. I mean, there are things which, for the foreseeable future, aren't going anywhere. There are things that you can outsource to China or India or Mexico. But if it's 90 degrees out and I'm here in Chicago and my AC goes out, they're not flying in somebody from China to fix it. An American has got to come out and fix it. So, you know, there are still opportunities here. But we also need to be more inclusive. We need to create a bigger tent and reimagine union membership and the protections that we used to extend to factory workers to extend it to service workers and other people, because that's the new economy. And the people that used to work in factories are now working in service jobs. And we need to start that process of unionizing those people that were once excluded, because you weren't covered if you worked at the fast food joint. Unlike my father, who used to work at U.S. Steel in the 1970s and 80s until they laid him off. Well, we need to include other people again. Create a bigger tent.
100% agree. But here's the thing: those factory jobs weren't good jobs until they were union jobs.
Absolutely, absolutely. People need to understand: in 1969, a factory worker in America working in a union shop made about the equivalent of $140,000 in today's money. So you wonder how that person was able to afford a home, put a couple of cars in the driveway, go on vacation, you know, put money away for retirement. That's how. That's how. But where do you hear of that kind of salary today for somebody working in that kind of job?
No, absolutely. And then, you know, the woman that I played the video of from Alabama, who's wondering why her kids can't make it. You know, this is what she needs to hear, because, you know, I talk about the trucking industry when I started. You know, back in the 80s, you know, a truck driver was making in today's dollars over 100 grand a year. Now it's about 45 grand a year. Where'd that money go?
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? to go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.